creepy thing that people do every once in a while is put police officers' names, their family members' names, their addresses on websites. It's just one of those things people do.
Yep, and as the man said, what a way to say hello is the fact that you got people that are hacking us all over the place, including celebrities who often seem as though they're immune to this kind of stuff. But the First Lady hacked into personal information. Also, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Kim Kardashian, a lot of people on that list. Commander Andrew Smith talking about how it's just a creepy thing. It is a creepy thing, and that's where we begin. Kate Delaney, ATN, and if you've ever been hacked in any sense of that word by somebody out there, whether it's the threats of we have you in London and this is how much money it'll take to get you free, and then your friends all call up to find out if you're okay because they fall for it for some unknown reason. I would think by now we understand that this is a ruse if you get that kind of a note. We need $3,000 right now. But this is much more serious because it's gotten to the point where if you think of ultimately security, not just even your own personal security, that's creepy. But then you think on a grander scale how aggressive these hackers have been and what a terrorist threat it is. That finally the Pentagon is setting up these teams, the cyber terror group, anti-terror group, to go after and try to find the hackers and attach as fast as they can. But how big it is when you look at things, to me, it's getting worse. 140 attacks on Wall Street over the last 6 months. 140. Then there was a computer snafu at Saudi Aramco, the national oil and gas company, and the information, the data that they destroyed happened on more than 30,000 computers. So it's all over the place. You know, the budget for the 16 intelligence agencies has gotten pretty big over the last decade. Think about it since 9/11, and now it's $75 billion. Really, you need counterintelligence, technical, all that stuff. The technical has to be there. It should have been in place before this. And, yes, there's people working on it, but talk about having a cyber attack unit, so necessary. The risk of computer-launched attacks on our infrastructure couldn't be bigger. In fact, it's moving the needle all the way across. Transportation, financial networks, it pulled down so many things. And this is like on the heels of these cyber intrusions that are coming from China on an unprecedented scale. It has to be a major concern for the White House. Because we cannot afford to have our systems crippled like that. And now you've got a lot of people testifying Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, said Russia and China are unlikely to launch a devastating cyber attack against the United States outside a military conflict or a crisis they believe threatens their vital interests. But what about these groups? And they have terrible, you know, some of these terrible U.S. networks that aren't protected very well. Power generation, easy to get into that for somebody who knows what they're doing. So if anything, it's clear that this has to be the new frontier. It has to be with the amount of attacks that are going on. I mean, even if you look at this latest hacking thing, because there's famous people involved, but this happens constantly to individuals every day. In the real world, the people who are not breathing the same oxygen, or they think they aren't as we are, the same air, this has been happening for a long time. Welcome to our world. A lot of networks go down at places where people work. A lot of people get suddenly find that their personal network has been hacked into. So now that more people with power and fame have had to go through this. Maybe some things will happen. It sounds like the Pentagon is really trying to get its act together in this department, and that is a great thing. We've been waiting for it, so finally, here it is. All right, I feel at the beginning that we were always talking about so much doom and gloom that I want to give you a feel-good, daily salute kind of story. You know, often when you're in the water and you're at a beach, you're distracted, you're relaxing, you're doing a million other things. But I love this story. Good Samaritans jump up immediately. A 12-year-old boy swept out to sea. You know how the currents can get you in New Zealand. Josh McQuoid was just playing with a friend. He was right there by the water. He was swept out, dragged down by that heavy surf where that's where, you know, you just can't get out. And what the people on that beach did, they formed a human chain to anchor the police officer to the shore so that they could get the kid, so they could pull him out. And once he came out, he said that the waves smashed me so much, there were really big ones, they flipped me around, I was underwater, and he said he didn't think he was going to make it. But he did make it. And it was because of that human chain. Because they didn't sit on their towel, they didn't wash, they didn't call for help, they just jumped up, and they just responded. So bravo to those people. It's a good lesson to keep your eye on what's happening around the water. And if you see something like that, see somebody get some kid get pulled away in the surf, then you know that you just absolutely cannot wait. All right, how about this bill trying to stop the government from allowing passengers to bring knives on board a plane when they're flying? Two more airlines join in contesting the TSA's plans to soften on carry-on restrictions. You know, do you think that we should have the knives on board, or do you think it seems kind of ridiculous? Even though we're talking about tiny, tiny pen knife, still the possibilities, I guess, exist if you think of what was used on 9/11. Why even risk it? I'm with all these people. So you have the Massachusetts Congressperson, Ed Markey, who introduces a bill to stop this, stop the insanity. Why should we carry small knives on a plane? Why do we want to do that? Aren't we all now used to taking our shoes off and practically disrobing, getting the shakedown, then moving to the gate? Why do we suddenly need to have these knives? It's crazy. I think any potential weapon, leave it out since we're already used to it anyway. Why even bring it back in? So Swiss Army style knife is what they're talking about. It's definitely the little knife, the little pen knife, but no way, they're saying no way. They even were allowing small baseball bats, ski poles, golf clubs, and hockey and lacrosse sticks carried on board, which is just so surprising. Oh, so surprising. And so good for Markey for standing up. All right, a little bit of the odd stuff coming up on the flip side, including, can you imagine you're golfing? Picture this. And it has nothing to do with one of your crappy shots. It has to do with the earth suddenly swallowing you up. It really happened. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here on ATN, you're going to love this stuff. How do you have a prison, a jail, where you don't have walls that reach the ceiling? Because you think the inmates are so happy to be there, they're not going to try to escape? Well, guess what happened on Monday night in Missouri? Three inmates, including two murder suspects, escaped. Yep. They sure did around 11:30 through air ducts. They were discovered shortly afterwards, which is probably the saving grace. But they still couldn't find them. Finally, they did find them. Sheriff Mark Dobbs blamed poor construction for the men's ability to make a break, saying the walls don't go to the ceiling. And they've been lobbying to fix it. I guess they'll fix it now. Because what if the suspects were armed? The severity of the crimes that they were being held for would be scary if you live near the prison where they got out. So thank goodness. Finally, they realized, we're going to have to pay for this construction because it's just not right. This just isn't right either. Evan Davidson lived with his wife for 51 years. When he was told, or when he told morticians that the woman in the open casket, well, casket rather, wasn't his wife, Darlene, they told him he was mistaken. He said, I looked at her and said, this doesn't look like my wife at all. They kept telling me it was, but just because she had been embalmed and she was sick, they were wrong. Finally, they acknowledged that the woman that they buried on March 1st was not his wife. 3 days after the funeral, an employee called and asked Davidson, Evan Davidson, to come and identify a body. The worker said the woman was jumping up and down and claiming that a body on view wasn't her departed mother. He went to the mortuary. He saw his wife and the shock knocked him down. He fell over. Davidson's wife is going to be reburied. the mortuary is paying the cost to exhume the body and the cost of burying both women. Well, that was nice of them. We really screwed up. Imagine making that call. We might need you to come identify your wife. Maybe you were right, even though we told you you were wrong. Then they had to make a statement saying, we are not sweeping it under the rug. We made an error, and we want to rectify our error and do whatever we can to make them better. Time to lawyer up. Lawyer up for this one, because you have a good chance to win. Speaking of lawyers and judges and whatnot, there's a lawsuit against Judge Judy. She's being sued. The lawsuit says Judge Judy conspired to buy $500,000 worth of jointly owned china and flatware for nothing to hurt a co-worker's estranged wife. Hell hath no fury like a bitter woman. It's a nasty divorce that we're talking about here. Patrice Jones, she's embroiled in a divorce battle with one of the judge's top producers, Randy Douthat. And that's what led to this. Just a bizarre deal. So they really did in the china. The couple filed for divorce in 2007, but it's yet to be finalized. It hasn't been finalized. Can you imagine? You've been going through divorce proceedings for that many years. When do you finally say, oh, I can't stand this anymore. I can't do this anymore. 2007. 2013. Community property state. Spouse can't sell community property without written consent of both spouses, and certainly not at 10 cents on the dollar, which is what happened here. So Judy Shenlin stands, Judge Judy, stands accused of paying just $50,000 to purchase $514,000 worth of china and flatware from the producer, Randy Douthat, even though she knew his divorcing wife had equal ownership of the said property. Keep your eye on that story to see what happens. So nasty. Her courtroom is so nasty. There's no respect in that courtroom. That's all I would say in watching it. I don't know much about the show because I don't watch it enough, but it certainly looks that way to me. Imagine you're golfing with your friends. Oh, it's so fun. It's the weekend. You're relaxed. You don't have to think about the nasty paperwork that you're going to have to get to on Monday since you shoved it off on Friday. And suddenly you go behind the green and you're looking around, you're sizing up your ball and everything else. And before you know it, poof, an 18-inch sinkhole opens up and you're gone. The buddy flies down the hole. Eventually his friends got him up. It took them like 20 minutes. They got him up. He has a dislocated shoulder. Sounds crazy to me. Sounds crazy to think that you're just golfing along, no problems that you know of in the area, and the earth moves, shifts, boom, gets you, and you fly down a hole. Whoa, how frightening. So lucky, though, that it wasn't worse and that it didn't cover him over, because there's no way. What do? The sinkhole covers you over, which is what happened in the Florida house in Tampa where the bedroom collapsed and literally sucked in the man who was sleeping in there, the 36-year-old. And his brother couldn't save him. In this case, it took them 20 minutes, but they were able to get him. Ooh, how terrific is that? Huge. So $2.5 billion. Sounds like a pretty big number, right? This would fit into this category of news you can have used. NASA says Mars could have hosted life. So all this time, all the money I just mentioned, and hey, I'm for space exploration. I'm not anti-NASA. I think it's kind of cool myself. We have all this curiosity about it. And finally, just a released statement, a Curiosity Project scientist at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena said at a Tuesday news conference, we have found a habitable environment that is so benign and supportive of life that probably if this water was around and you had been on the planet, you would have been able to drink it. They say it's based on the chemical analysis of powder that the rover recovered by drilling a hole in the rock. It's the first time we sent a robot to the from the Earth. that drilled on another planet. That was one of the cooler things. So the powder from the drilling turned out to have chemicals like sulfur and hydrogen and oxygen and carbon and all that stuff, which are the ingredients for life. So there you go. They had all the samples, tested them, and somebody said to me today, why do we care? How much money do we spend? Oh, that's ridiculous. Why do we care about life on Mars? Well, we compare it to, we compare the questions and ask the questions because sometimes there are things that are found there that can often help us with other processes, radiation, compounds for heat, that kind of stuff are things rather that we could use. So whether it's habitable or not is interesting because the thing with the water is pretty exciting. The pressure of water may mean that there are molecules that are indicative of life that were not well preserved. So it could come from other sources, sources that we can tap into. And tapping into it is the name of the game. So tap into the power and maybe they bring something back that could have an effect on my life or your life or the people down the street's life when it comes to some kind of scientific discovery. I mean, that's what I would hope for because it seems to be where a lot of that research is. So how much did I say it was? $2.5 billion. $2.5 billion, and all we get for that is, yeah, we could have hosted life there. Could have done it. All right, the last one here to leave you with is the main town that I think I told you about the other night on America Tonight. The main town that wanted everybody to have the requirement for a gun in every household. Guess what? Much ado about nothing. It did not pass. This time around, it didn't pass. Even the people who proposed the requirement voted against it, saying they didn't have it reworked and they have to rework it and reintroduce it. Definitely made for some great conversation. And there are definitely places in this country where there is an ordinance like that. We may see that come to pass in some other nooks and crannies. Stay with us. We're kicking the can to the other side.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America tonight, folks, is the fact that you blow me away with the email more than anything else. The email is incredible. Each and every day I come in, there's like a meter, and the meter's pegging, I think I've said this before, at like 80%. So if I don't go through all the mail, it'll just shut me out. And on that note, we better hurry up and check that snail mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Howard, who says, yo, Kate Delaney, I remember you doing a thing on Hostess and the whole Twinkie dealio. I like Twinkies. I don't know. So when I was a kid, I used to get them in my lunch. It's my one awful food that I eat. It's supposed to be back out by the summertime. Did you know that? You must have read the story. There was some story today. I saw it come across a CNN crawl, I think, about the fact that they were coming back. So $410 million is what they paid for the business. And it's a joint venture of a couple of different companies. And they released a statement just saying that they were thrilled. I guess figuring, because there was so much hubbub over it, that they could turn it around and make money off of Twinkies. Hostess is out of the gig. They sold it. Wonder Bread, Twinkies, other Hostess products haven't been produced since November. And it's funny, I don't eat Twinkies, but you always see them because they have that box that stood out, and you don't see them anymore. You don't see the Wonder Bread with the circles. You're not seeing them on the shelves. That's why they haven't been pumping them out since November. So, like, over 18,000 people lost their jobs in that one. That's such a bummer. They probably thought, you know how it is? Yeah, everything's better, like, in the 60s and the 70s when things started and they had that secure job. And then somebody else in the family decides to go and work at the same plant. And then their kid goes to work at the plant. And then guess what? Surprise! out of business. I don't think they're going to hire a lot of those people back necessarily because they have their own people, but they will use the same formula and they're going to produce the Twinkies. Pretty cool. All right, we've been talking a lot about guns, and I know you're just probably just sick of hitting that hard, but so many of you have sent me emails on it because you're worried. You like to go and shoot. You like to go to the range. You like the knowledge that you have weapons to protect yourself. You were raised around guns. You don't understand. These are some of the things I hear. You don't understand the furor over it. You understand the sadness when there's mass killing and when there's some nut that does something pathetic and stupid and unforgivable. But you don't understand the constant tug of war over guns. So this one from Lewis, who says, Kate, do you know that ammunition is so, so hard to find? I've listened to the show, and I've heard you talk about it a few times, going to Walmart and talking to the people there and saying that they line up to try to get the ammo. I think you're dead right on that one. I've had a tough time. My brother-in-law has had to send me ammunition. I like to go out once in a while and shoot out of the gun club near me, but I also like the knowledge that I have some ammo for my weapon should I ever need to discharge them, which I never have had to do at my home, thank goodness. And my children are very aware of the guns, and we practice gun safety in my home. I think it's possible to do that, by the way. When you say responsible gun ownership, I agree. Responsible gun ownership is the name of the game. All right, so here's the scoop. They are having a hard time in some places. It depends on where you live. Walmart is rationing ammo. They've been doing that since January. 3 boxes a customer a day. Then you have Cabela's. A lot of people go to Cabela's. A lot of hunters go there. People like to fish go there. They get 2 or 3 shrink wrap pallets of, you know, the ammunition for AR-15 assault rifles and whatnot. And they say they get them picked off within hours, that people are waiting for them. So within hours, they're gone. The demand has climbed up big time. So the prices, $12 for a box of 50 rounds for assault rifles, right, to $25 a box, so significantly. And the manufacturers aren't saying whether they've ramped up production or not for the most part, but you would have to assume that they have. To pump out the kind of ammunition to meet the demand, they would have to be 7 days a week and several shifts. You know, people like Remington and Winchester, I would think, that they have to scramble, and they probably haven't seen this in a long time. They must be selling everything they make, because the evidence certainly shows us that without a doubt. So we go from ammunition and Twinkies. I try to pick out varied things this time instead of going along the same lines. To this one from Rufy. I like that. I get it. Rufy, who says, Kate, have you filed your tax returns? I know it's a personal question, but I see people dancing out in the street with sandwich boards telling people to come in and get a free estimate on their taxes. If you have an easy form to fill out, for goodness sake, why would you pay someone to do them, the H&R Blocks of the world? That doesn't make any sense. And I wondered if you do your own taxes or you have someone else do it. Do my own taxes? Are you kidding? No, I have definitely done my own taxes over the years, but not lately. I haven't done my own taxes, and that's because of some of the things that are complicated, that not because it's massive amounts of dough, because there's some complications in it that, forget it, I don't want to have to deal with the paperwork with that. But what happens is, how many of us wait till the last second? You know, the IRS says 10% or more than 600,000 of over 6 million returns claiming education credits that they've received so far this year were improperly filed by tax software providers. That's scary, isn't it? I happen to catch that story. So what's the big tax software that people use? Oh, I can't think of it now. It's on the tip of my tongue. I think I actually used it one time. But they're not blaming specific places. You know, there's all these ways to make money. We live in a world of upsell, don't we? We live in a world of such upsell. You go to the car wash, and you, by the time you're done there, you could spend $50 with every little detail that they want to put on your car. Well, we'll give you the special thing, and we'll take the mats out, and we'll rub them down, and then we'll armor all the tires, and what about the inside of the car and everything else, instead of, okay, here's the wash I want. And it's the same thing even with taxes. H&R Block, the assurance guarantee. So they're going to assure you when the IRS audits you that they did the taxes right, and for that privilege you have to pay a mere $60 or something over. But if you pay the $60, you get peace of mind. Of what? Are they going to defend you when the IRS finds things that don't make sense to them? Are they going to pay for that? Give me a break. I think that is such a ripoff. And they probably make people feel frightened that they have to get it. People who have no clue. Really? I have to. Should I get that? What should I do? So if there is a chance I'm going to be audited, and maybe I should buy this guarantee? Is that what you're saying? Really? All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Oh, Jake in Austin. Jake in Austin says, North Korea, boy, they are on the verge. If only China would stand with the rest, North Korea would be in big trouble. This could ultimately become a mini war, you think, on the border after all this time of crazy peace. Maybe things explode in a different direction. Yeah, there is the big maybe there because you have these UN sanctions last week over Pyongyang's third nuclear tests. And really, some of those sanctions are to see where the loyalty is. Kim Jong-un is looking for some people to line up with him. And I think he's finding that a lot of people are bailing on him, but it is explosive. It's explosive in the sense of some of the nonsense that he's saying and some of the actions that he's taking. Is he just trying to push the line, or is he really, 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 really trying to see if he can crack, put a crack in it and ultimately have South and North going after each other and everybody else in between? Well, what a disaster that would be for, what a disaster that would be over there for North Korea and South Korea, though. If China especially, though, backs the U.S. in this thing in South Korea, then North Korea would be in big, big trouble. And that's how you can tell what they're doing. I can't imagine they move forward with that if they don't have China in their back pocket, or at least China not jumping into the fray. Many of you have called about this, and this is what John says. John says, Kate, I wanted to alert you to the story. I know you talk about Afghanistan a lot, and you've had some interesting people on. Did you see the story where the Afghanis came across 23 tons of heroin and morphine? 23 tons. Think of how much that is to put that into perspective. That's big. They got it, obviously, from Kabul. And there was large quantities of chemicals, which manufacture, of course, drugs. So that's where it was coming from, obviously. And that's a pretty massive haul. You know, they've had a bunch of drug raids, and especially this year they've had a lot of drug raids where they've got, they dismantled, six to seven drug labs. They rounded up almost 200 suspects, and it's kind of interesting to see the Afghan security police out there and raiding some of these areas and actually finding stuff in big quantities. 23 tons of heroin and morphine. That is a lot of money up in smoke. That's what they do with it. They burn it. They burn it. All right, stay with us. Coming up here on America Tonight, much more to come. You don't want to miss it. So hang with us, and remember, you can always get in touch with us through the miracle of the Internet at AmericaTonight.net. How about a woman who starts her own company thanks to goats, along with her eight kids chipping in? You don't want to miss that. That's next.
Who
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America Tonight. So excited to tell you about the story of PJ Jonas and her family. She's a mom of eight, and she's the co-founder of Goat Milk Stuff. It's interesting. I'm telling you the stuff that they produce, the company, Goat Soap Company. I mean, just really cool. If you go check out their website, I think you'll be astonished. But here's the real story. PJ is a former stay-at-home mom and an engineer. And what happens when the economy starts to tank? She gets this idea, the American dream is fading. I've got this big family. What can we do? Oh, Indiana farm, goats. I get it. Let's start this company. And we'll tell you about the line of stuff they have. And as I said, it's really neat stuff because it's chemical-free goat milk when we're talking about the soaps and the lotions and all of that. But the story is really cool. PJ, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Okay, so what's interesting is your husband, Jim, I'm from New Jersey. Your husband, Jim, is from New Jersey. He's a former science teacher. You can't tell me did he know how to even milk a cow or do anything on a farm before he hooked up with you?
No, I didn't. Neither one of us really had any idea about farm animals. It was just something I wanted to do to provide healthy food for the children.
And so what led you to the ultimate decision to decide, okay, we're going to make a company of this. This is going to be our baby. This is going to be our company. How'd you make that turn?
Well, we had a big budgetary shortfall, and so I decided to try and sell some of the soap that I'd been making for the family that we'd always gotten, you know, pretty good reviews on when we'd given away for Christmas presents and such. But we went to a craft fair and handed out, you know, we sold some soap, but we handed out tons of free samples with business cards. And within the next weeks, I started getting call after call from people saying, oh, this soap has helped my eczema, my dry skin isn't, you know, cracking and splitting anymore, and the demand from the word of mouth just grew and grew.
So you go to the fair, you give that out, you do the thing with the business cards, and where are you today since going to the craft fair?
We are now, we just purchased 36 acres. We've built a 7,000 square foot soap room and a 3,000 square foot new barn, and we are making as much soap as we possibly can every day.
Are you surprised that it took off this way by the success?
I really am. I mean, it was something that I knew I had a good product, but I didn't realize there were so many people out there with problem skin that it was going to make such a difference for them. So it's been a wild ride.
And the other thing is, I said that you're the mom of eight, and the eight kids are involved, aren't they?
They are. We homeschooled them, and what we really wanted to do is make sure that as part of their education, they understood what hard work is, what it means to, you know, to run a company and to be able to graduate from our homeschool and be a, you know, a valuable member of society. So we involve them intimately in this. They all deal with everything. They know everything that's going on. We involve them in the business decisions that need to be made for goat milk stuff. We give them a salary, so they do a lot.
Oh, they get a salary, so kind of like an allowance, but a salary, right?
Yeah, no, it goes way beyond.
Really?
It's definitely a salary. They make good money, and they really know how what the value of a dollar is. They know what they have to do to be able to afford something. And my daughter is 16 and getting her license. I mean, she knows exactly what she needs to do to be able to buy a car.
Wow, how great is that? How long have you had the business?
We started it in 2008, so we're going on 5 years.
5 years. And what ultimately do you think, as you see, you just were mentioning purchasing land and all that kind of stuff, how far do you see this going?
Well, we continue to add new products and new things, so it's something that my goal has always been for the company to grow big enough that when the children are older, it can support all eight of them if they choose to work on in the business or, you know, whoever wants to run it.
Whoever wants to run it. And how many, okay, so to make goat milk stuff, this might seem like a dumb question, but how many goats do you need? How many goats do you have?
Well, we are, right now it's kidding season, so they're all having their babies. So we've got 21 goats that we're milking. So we have about, we'll probably have about 40, 45 kids done, born by the end of this week. But that gives us, we get, a good 20 to 30 gallons of milk a day.
Whew, 20 to 30 gallons. Is milking a goat like milking a cow, or there's some big differences?
Well, there's only two teats on a goat, so it's a little bit easier. But my boys do it. That's their job. They all hand milk, and they go out and know how to do everything.
Yeah. As you see this company that's growing and all these things are happening, do you see globally? I mean, are you already doing stuff globally?
We do. We ship. We've shipped to countries pretty much all, you know, across the world. We even had someone take our soap to Antarctica, so we've been on all seven continents. So that's something that we do on a retail basis around the world. We haven't yet moved into the wholesale around the world, but that's something that's in the plans now that we've got our new facility.
Yeah, I asked you this in the beginning, but in imagining how far this has come, and here it is all based on soap and doing good things for the kids and whatnot. Do you feel that it also brings them closer together since you're all in this?
It really does. We operate as a team. We have we have one unified goal that we're working towards, whether it's goat milk stuff, something that's going on there, or something for the family. Everybody pitches in. They all know their own strengths. They know each other's weaknesses, so they can, you'll see them come alongside and work together. I mean, they're still children, so they're, you know, and siblings, so they'll bicker occasionally, but it really, they know each other and they know how to help each other.
Yeah. The amazing thing is, like you said, because of what you were seeing with the economics of your family and the idea, okay, we're going to do this business, you start it up and then boom, it just explodes on you. What would you say to other people who have good ideas, but you know this, there's so many people, PJ, they're afraid to take that first step. They're afraid to take the leap. What would you tell them?
You know, at some point you have to just take the risk. When when the business started growing, it got to the point where the children and I couldn't do everything ourselves, and we had to make the decision whether to continue to grow the business and bring my husband on full time or to scale it back. And at that point, the business wasn't making enough money to cover my husband's salary. And we got everybody together and we said, okay, we're going to have to sacrifice. We're going to have to work really hard if we're going to go for this. And we took a family vote and we decided to go for it. And sometimes, you know, that gamble pays off and it works, and sometimes it doesn't, but you just, if you're willing to work hard, everything always works out in the end.
Yeah. Was it a great vote, by the way? Was your husband reluctant when you first started talking about the idea, or nah, he's kind of on board?
Yeah, he was on board. I mean, the idea of being able to work with the family was a little bit daunting because it meant, you know, coming home to 8 children and being with them 24/7 as opposed to just coming home at night. But there was never any doubt that that was something that we wanted to do and fit into the philosophy of our family and our homeschooling and everything.
Yeah, where do you find that, is there one area that the products, because this happens a lot of times when people create companies, there's just one area where it really is really big. Is there one hot spot in the U.S. for that or overseas?
No, honestly, I mean, we ship to all of the states every day. There's not one, you know, a lot of times we'll see, if somebody mentions it in a different area or whatnot, we'll see, you know, a bunch of orders from that if we have a newspaper article or something. But other than that, it's spread out pretty much evenly.
What's the process from, as you said, the difference of milking the goats and how many you have and how much you produce? What's the process for doing the soaps? How do you, you know, they're chemical free. So how do you put these soaps and lotions together?
Well, with the soaps, you take the milk, you just melt your oils, and you mix them all up in a pot, and you add the lye is what turns it into soap, and you add the milk and any fragrances like essential oils. We have like lavender, peppermint, things like that. We put some natural colors in it. Our peppermint has dried peppermint leaves in it, and you mix it all up, and it's a chemical reaction, so it just naturally turns into soap. We pour it into molds. Let it set overnight, and then Emery, my son, or Fletcher, unmolds it the next day, and it gets cut up, and then we let it sit for 6 weeks while it cures so it hardens and is ready before being packaged.
Wow, 6 weeks to sit there. So do you have rows and rows of it?
We do. We have these white stacks of curing racks that are on wheels and just get pushed around out of the way all the time.
How about, you know, often what people say, the tricky part can be the packaging. Was the packaging easy to pull together? You had to figure that out along the way, too.
Well, what we do, we use a cotton drawstring bag that we hand stamp the scent on it. So we have it printed with goat milk stuff and handmade goat milk soap on it, and then we hand stamp the scent. And the reason we did that was because, like I said, all the children are involved. So putting the soap in the bag with a business card was something even, you know, the 2 and 3 year old could do. So that was a pretty easy decision.
Yeah. If you mentioned how long you've done it, what did you say, 2008, how, in the category of how much you're pulling in your revenues, what's from when you started to where you are now, what's the revenue stream been like?
We have doubled or more than doubled every year so far.
Wow. Doubled or more than doubled. That's a true success story. Do you ever get tired of the goats?
We have been up for 7 nights straight with kidding season, so we're all a little tired of them right now, but the baby goats are just the cutest thing ever, so that makes it worthwhile.
All right, well, you were a delight to talk to, PJ Jonas. Check it out. It's really fun. GoatMilkStuff.com, and you'll see everything displayed there. Thanks, PJ.
Thanks so much, Kate.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.